Michael Wallace in New Orleans. 10 people are dead and 35 injured after a driver plowed his truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says it was a deliberate attack.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
After the crash, the driver opened fire on police, wounding two officers. Both are in stable condition. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell called it a terror attack, but FBI agent Athena Duncan stopped short of that.
This is not a terrorist event. What it is right now is there improvised explosive devices that was found, and we are working on confirming if this is a viable device or not.
There's no word yet on the fate of the attacker. CBS's Nicole Skanga says this attack was the latest in a string of similar incidents around the world.
Over the last decade, vehicles have been used as weapons to target, to kill, to injure pedestrians in cities from, you know, London to New York to Berlin in similar terrorist incidents. So a lot more questions than answers at this point.
At least five people were killed in a car attack on a Christmas market in Germany last month. A New Year's Eve event for kids at a family fun center in Peabody, Massachusetts went wrong. The plan was to drop a lot of balloons, but the net holding up the balloons snagged on an 8-foot-tall display made of plastic bricks. An employee tugged on the net, and down came the bricks.
I didn't know, like, anybody was hurt until, like, after, but then I was sort of worried, and, like, everybody started clearing out, and then an ambulance showed up, then a fire truck, and then the stretcher came out.
Six children and four adults suffered minor cuts and scrapes. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland tells us on this New Year's Day, the debt limit is back in effect.
This could be an early and potentially pivotal showdown between the new Trump administration and a new Congress, which is sworn in here on Wednesday. The Treasury Department says the nation has nearly reached its borrowing limit, its debt ceiling, and some type of deal has to be cut to raise the borrowing limit, likely involving both parties, which means the Republican president may need Democratic votes in agreement.
The new year brings hundreds of new laws to the books. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
One of the areas where we're seeing new laws is regarding stronger data privacy regulations. In other words, how people's private information will be handled as employees to make sure that it does not get leaked out into the internet.
Other new laws today raise some states' minimum wages. Late word now from New Orleans, the truck attacker who killed at least 10 people there was killed as well after opening fire on police. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A few flurries this morning, mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later this afternoon. Our high today, right around 30 on New Year's Day. Wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear down to 19. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
news, timeless hits, and Happy New Year. From me, Dan Marcus, and everybody here at WRJN.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
That is the definition of melancholy right there. From the Shy Lights, Old Girl, Local News Timeless Hits, WRJN, I'm Dan Marcus. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum in progress, and roughly half an hour from now, we're going to launch a new feature on WRJN during this show, and it's called the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets. These are songs that you may not have heard for a while. And I love playing songs like that. I'll give you a little information about this song that you may or may not remember. The one coming up half an hour from now is 1972, summer of 72, from a one-hit wonder group. So we'll see. If you don't know the name of the group, you may recognize the song. We'll find out half an hour from now. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on the way half an hour from now. 30 minutes even on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Bye-bye.
head out the country with Canned Heat on the station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Happy New Year.
God only knows what I'd be without.
hits. And we get you up to speed every once in a while on WRJN with an update from the WRJN Radio Park News.
A few flurries this morning, mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later this afternoon. Our high today, right around 30 on New Year's Day. Wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear down to 19. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. We'll play a nugget, a song you haven't heard for a while. In a few minutes, give you a little background on the song from the summer of 72.
Yeah. just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Doo, doo, doo. Looking out my back door. These giants doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door.
CCR on RJN. CCR just got home from Illinois. Simon and Garfunkel still homeward bound. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's open up the record vault for a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. The whole idea here is to play a song that you haven't heard for a while. Because I love playing these. I love digging them up and dusting them off and putting them on the turntable and playing them for you. And this first one ever on WRJN is from the summer of 72, a one-hit wonder group. This was their only hit. They were a band out of Alabama, and they created an entire album of motorcycle songs. But only one of those songs ever caught on. The name of the group was Sailcat. And their hits from the summer of 72, Motorcycle Mama, a nugget from the Dan Marcus Wax Museum on WRJN. Again, Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, Sailcat doing Motorcycle Mama. Another nugget coming up between 2 and 3 o'clock here on WRJN.
News, timeless hits on WRJN, and back-to-back British invasion bands, Stones, and the Zombies.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands
to show you.
Like me, has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
We'll be right back.
who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. So true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you, I love
Sunny.
You, I love
Sunny.
You.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and the Packers, Packers-Bears, coming Sunday at noontime. You can hear the entire game here on WRJN. Pre-game starts at 10.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. 10 people are dead, 35 injured after a man rammed his truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
The city of New Orleans was impacted by a terrorist attack.
This medic was staying at a nearby hotel for New Year's Eve.
We heard loud banging sounds coming up. We're in our room just pretty much closing down for the evening after the end of all the events and everything. And when we looked out the window, we noticed there was a lot of bodies laying on the ground.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
This man, this perpetrator, he fired on our officers from his vehicle when he crashed his vehicle. Two of our officers have been shot. They are stable.
Law enforcement sources say the attacker is dead and a long gun was recovered at the scene. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports the FBI has taken over the investigation.
They're looking for any additional weapons, any other improvised explosive devices. We know that law enforcement has found additional improvised explosive devices in the area. Still unclear if those two are connected.
New Orleans police had 300 officers patrolling the French Quarter for New Year's Eve. Preparations are underway for the nation's farewell to former President Jimmy Carter. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia.
Andy Walker spent more than two decades as a friend, neighbor, and cook to the Carters. She'll be among the mourners here when public remembrances begin on Saturday.
What is it you'll miss most about him?
His charisma, his character, his love of everybody, the values that he brought into what made him such a powerhouse.
Carter will lie in repose at his presidential library in Atlanta.